This is an All Ears English bonus. Push ahead with our 30-day challenge.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Today you'll learn two new phrasal verbs that will help you push aside any obstacles so you can push ahead in your English learning. You'll also get an invitation to our new 30 for 30 challenge that you won't want to miss.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Yay, Aubrey, hello. Welcome to me to All Ears English. How are you?
You beat me to it. I was going to welcome you to All Ears English, Jessica.
I'm making fun of us because we start every bonus. We're on together here. We start the same way. Oh, guys, we are so happy to be on this special bonus today to invite you to a very amazing 30 for 30 English challenge we created. And Aubrey, do you even know about this challenge yet?
No, I'm in the dark about this, you guys. Sometimes I'm like, got my kids running around and Jessica and Lindsay are doing all this amazing stuff. And then they have to fill me in. So that's a fun idiom. To be in the dark means you don't know about anything. So Jessica, you're going to have to enlighten me today.
But that was a fun phrasal verb too, because we are going to teach you two phrasal verbs with the word push today. But if you notice, Aubrey said, fill me in. And that means to give me the details, give me the information. Okay, let's start here. It's called the 30 for 30 vocabulary challenge. And it is a complete fluency package, guys, that we have never offered before. Like, I can't even believe what an amazing deal this is. Like, perfect timing, back to school, back to motivation right now. It's September. Your kids are going to school. Hopefully you have a couple extra minutes to study English with us. All right. 30 for 30 vocab challenge. What's your questions?
So my first question is, how are students going to get the vocab? How's that going to work?
Yeah. So I have gone through our Connected Communicator course, which you also get that course in this package, guys. I've gone through the course and I am carefully choosing vocabulary that you guys need. I want you to learn 30 new words or phrases in 30 days. And all of these phrases come from natural, unscripted native language. So I'm going to send you bi-weekly. I'm going to send you two emails every week that contain vocabulary to challenge you. I'll give you examples. I'll give you more explanation and an exercise to practice this vocabulary. So not only do you get this amazing course, but you also get this 30-day challenge that I'm designing right now.
This is very exciting because I'm familiar with the Connected Communicator course and it's packed with really interesting vocab, but to pull it out and be able to highlight something like that, I think is going to be so useful. So I'm excited for you guys. Okay. I want to know, Jessica, is there anything else? Sometimes I know we throw in something bonus, exciting, free. Is there anything this time?
Oh my God. Yeah. You guys also get four free live group classes. So the live group classes are, we offer them 3 days a week at different times. So hopefully you can come to all of them or at least one of them. And we take turns. Aubrey does one. I do one. Lindsay does one. We teach every week, guys. You get corrections from us as your teacher and you get to meet amazing students from around the world. I know Aubrey and I have a lot of amazing students we're like friends with now from these classes.
I love these classes. They're so fun. It's such a great opportunity to speak, to practice speaking with us, the All Ears English team, and also other people who are learning English at a very advanced level. Okay, so here's my next question, Jessica. I know what those live group classes are worth, and I know what the Connected Communicator class is worth, and I can only imagine what this bonus is worth. So yeah, it feels like it's going to be kind of pricey. Let us know, how much does this cost real quick?
Okay, get this, $99.
No, stop.
That's it. I know. That's crazy. When Lindsay and I decided this, I was like, this is a little bit insane, you guys. Like, that's why I'm so excited about this. That's why I'm like, this is honestly like the complete fluency package. It's so crazy. With these live group classes, challenge emails, 30 new words in 30 days, and the complete Connected Communicator course. Guys, okay, this goes away September 20th is the thing. So you need to go right now, guys, to allearsenglish.com/challenge. Guys, I don't know if we'll ever offer this again, because like, this is nuts. But we're so excited about this motivating time of year that we wanted to do something really special for you guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/challenge, and hopefully we'll get to meet you in some live group classes.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you guys in class, and glad you let us know. That was going to be my last question. Where can we find this deal? Like, where would you go? So well done.
Yeah, thanks. All right. So we got two phrasal verbs for you, because again, we want you guys to push yourselves. To push yourselves, that's not a phrasal verb. We use this a lot in an idiomatic way, and it means like, pull yourself towards your goal. Make yourself do hard things so you grow, right? That's what we want for you guys. Not just in English, but in everything. So we did think of two phrasal verbs with the word push. What's the first one?
So the first one is push ahead, and this means you're getting ahead of the pack, right? If I'm running a race and I push ahead, then maybe I'm in first place now, second place. That happens with language learning too, right? I've pushed ahead of a lot of my friends that have been trying to learn Spanish because I'm spending more time on it. So I'm sort of ahead of the pack.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we can use this a little more broadly too. I think anytime we are moving forward, because we also say pushing forward sometimes. And I also use pushing ahead like that, you know, like what if you are having a problem at work and there are some roadblocks, right? Maybe a part of this project isn't ready. And then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to push ahead anyway, because I have to get this done. And it means I'm just going to go ahead and keep moving forward with this.
Yes, right. To overcome obstacles and just push ahead in spite of any trouble you're facing.
Exactly.
Yes, we for sure use it that way too. Interesting.
So here's another one, guys. There are a lot of phrasal verbs with push. To push aside. I think this one's easier to guess at what the meaning might be. I wonder if listeners have guessed already. What does that mean, Aubrey? To push aside. To push someone or something aside.
Yeah, exactly, right? You're ignoring it. You're not letting it affect you. Pushing it aside. Not sometimes literally, right? I'm like, yeah. I have to push this chair aside so that I can get past it through the room. But yeah, also more idiomatically, like you were saying, at work, if you're having a challenge, you have to push it aside, ignore it so that you can push ahead.
Yeah. Ooh, nice combination. I think I use this a lot when friends are having problems and I'm trying to give them advice. I think you maybe use this with me recently.
Probably.
When you were giving me advice. It's like if you're dwelling on something negative that you shouldn't be dwelling on, there are more important things to think about. Then you could tell your friend, just be like, just push it aside for now. Just push it aside and let's go do something else, right?
Yes, exactly. That's a really good point. There are so many different ways we use these phrasal verbs. You can use them at work. You can use them for study, right? But the main thing is that you use them to make connections with others, right? And I'm excited about this vocab you guys are going to be getting. Phrasal verbs, idioms, all kinds of vocabulary words that you can use to push ahead in your English language learning.
Exactly. I love great examples, Aubrey. Yes. So again, go to allearsenglish.com/challenge. Push aside any other English studies you're doing now. They're not as good as this package. And push ahead with your English, because I promise you, this will challenge you guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/challenge. Okay, awesome. Aubrey, thank you so much. This is fun.
Yeah, so fun. See you next time, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.